Minute with Mike.
As a long-suffering Lions fan, I've learned to appreciate the things they've taught. Things like that brief moment of hope before the season begins, or the benign satisfaction of a meaningless last-second win after already being eliminated from the playoffs. But over the years, I think the thing I've enjoyed most about the Lions is a rural legend or urban myth, and it really is the gift that keeps on giving. No, this isn't another version of a steroided Slender Man or a tale cow tipping gone tragically wrong, but rather a very plausible story of a Michigan gambler who won it all because the Lions lost everything. So the story goes something like this. A friend or buddy of yours tells you about their uncle or coworker or neighbor's gardener's ex-roommate. Let's call that person Cousin Let It Ride. Supposedly, as the story goes, Cousin Let It Ride is in Vegas during the summer of 2008. Cousin Let It Ride has won some money already on a game of chance, was a few drinks deep, and decides to head over to the sports betting section. Then, Cousin Let It Ride starts making crazy bets, and decides to throw $100 on a bet the Lions would not win a single game that season. Now, for those who have forgotten, or frankly never cared, 2008 is important because that's the year that will live in infamy amongst diehard fans of the Honolulu Blue and Silver. Why? Because that's the year the Detroit Lions set an all-time record low in the NFL by losing every single game. Yep, all 16 of them. So, with each loss, Cousin Let It Ride becomes more and more excited each week. And with about 2 games left in the season, Cousin Let It Ride gets a phone call from Vegas. The person from Vegas supposedly offers $200,000 to buy out the bet. Cousin Let It Ride then asks how much is the payout if the Lions keep losing and gets a reply of $2 million. Cousin Let It Ride then checks the schedule, and the Lions' last 2 games that year were against the Saints and the Packers. So what does Cousin Let It Ride do? They let it ride, of course. And then the Lions come through in spectacular fashion by losing big. And somewhere in our great state, there's a Michigander who won $2 million because the Lions lost all 16 games. I realize that this story is probably too good to be true. However, the same part of me that clings to the fantastical belief of a Lions Super Bowl championship wants to believe it. And if it's not true, it's still a great story that only Lions fans can truly appreciate. Well, us and maybe Cleveland Brown fans. By the way, if you have proof that a millionaire Cousin Let It Ride is out there somewhere in Michigan, have them give us a call at 1-888-203-1136. That's 1-888-203-1136. Or just send them to the donor support page at michiganradio.org. Covering the Funny Bone Beat for Stateside, I'm Mike Wendell.